Late in the workday on the first day of summer, with most of the Western New York workforce ducking out early, basking in blue skies and a long-awaited blast of heat, a couple of dozen First Niagara employees are found deep inside company headquarters, situated at small desks, chins in hands, leaning forward attentively. The object of their attention, best-selling author Chester Elton, who shares constant eye contact with each listener as he rushes through a series of topics, anecdotes, and jokes, a smile fixed perpetually on his face.
You know, I love all the euphemisms for you've been fired. Right? Remember it was downsizing, right-sizing. My favorite one is, we're going to make you available to the marketplace.
The marketplace has been very good for Chester Elton. He and co-author Adrian Gostick have bestsellers like The Carrot Principle and The Orange Revolution, and their latest work, All In, started with a flourish, bolting to number 4 on the New York Times Book Review. All In celebrates corporate cultures where all employees, from the top salary to the lowest paid frontline worker, are focused on the same goal. In other words, as Elton says, all workers are all in.
How do you know? I think when the receptionist gets it, when the greeter gets it, that's when you know. Because leaders come in to change a culture or to enhance a culture, they get it. The trick is, are they good enough leaders to get it right down to the receptionist, the greeter?
First Niagara apparently gets it. Their all-in company culture is one of many featured in the book. It's worth disclosing that Chester Elton and his company Culture Works serves as a consultant for First Niagara. There are industry skeptics also who raise concern about First Niagara's rapid expansion. A local banking executive points to the company's precariously high operating expense ratio and questions the impact of what could be an extended transitional phase. While First Niagara incorporates its new HSBC branches, it must spin off some other branches in cooperation with its Justice Department agreement. A sagging stock price may reflect equal investor uncertainty. All that, however, does not deter Chester Elton's enthusiasm for First Niagara.
Scalability is always a problem. You know, it's always going to be a problem. And that's why I love what they're doing here is they go through culture training. They embed culture ambassadors so that you've got someone in every location. You're not relying on a blast email or once a quarter a rousing speech or the year-end banquet. You know, you've got people with you every day living and breathing that, and they feed that network of evangelists.
Evangelists for First Niagara, that would be the employees known as ambassadors who volunteer to spread a positive vision throughout the company. It's that spirit, Elton argues, that will drive First Niagara to continued success. His book taps data that backs the assertion that an all-in corporate culture wins the all-important battle of the bottom line. It's more than just a fashionable stab at building employee satisfaction. But it doesn't take long to witness that Chester Elton's charisma is not based on numbers. In 30-plus minutes of observation, he makes several references to evangelists, famous preachers and congregations. And for one moment, he attempts to make a convert out of a cynic holding the microphone and recorder.
So let me ask you, so for 30 years, what keeps you passionate about what you do?
One answer, an alarm clock set for 2:30 a.m. and a reliable coffee maker, goes unstated. It wouldn't fit the spirit of the surroundings, which have now moved to a book signing in the Larkin Building lobby.
How many L's,
Allison? Two L's.
Chester Elton connects with his readers. He proclaims the truth, a sort of corporate-adapted good news gospel that has grabbed hundreds of thousands of book-buying disciples. At the autograph session, Peter identifies himself as a volunteer fire chief who testifies that Chester's way has helped him lead a company of heroic, unpaid first responders. Happy, inspired employees make for a better bottom line. That's the Chester Elton way. And who wouldn't want to be all in with that? I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.
You got to do it for a reason, and it's got to be pretty compelling to get somebody who's volunteering running into a burning building. So thank you for your.